Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi, and you are listening to Chuck Chat Freestyle, part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, where podcasters such as myself try to do a podcast a day for the month of August, and listeners such as yourself try to keep up. So, try to keep up, will ya? My theme this year is phrases or stories from my childhood that mean something to me and my brothers and sisters that we can just say and have a good laugh, and you don't have to explain what it means. So I am going through each of these that came out of a text conversation back in July and explaining them to you. Maybe it's therapeutic for me, maybe it's entertaining for you, maybe it's a little of both, I don't know. But I'm having fun, and I hope you're having fun as well. Today's phrase is the garret. Now, the garret is a little room in our old house. We're going back to the house. The house on Ridge Street in Marquette, Michigan. I should have driven by there today on my way back from lunch. I don't know why I didn't. We had an old Victorian home, three stories. So the first story had living room, dining room, library, kitchen, that sort of thing. The second floor was all bedrooms. And the third floor was partial rooms. It's now fixed up to have full-on rooms. But when we lived there, it was more or less storage. And not the attic storage that you would think of. This had finished floors. It had, I wouldn't call it drywall ceiling. The ceiling sort of came in at the gables. But you could stand up. In fact, we had plenty of stand-up room in some of these rooms. We played little mini basketball games. We played frisbee with coffee can lids. I mean, it was a lot of winter time. The insulation at the time was between the second and third floors. So in the summer, it got kind of warm, as you would expect. In the winter, it got kind of cold. Well, it is Marquette, Michigan, after all, so it's going to get cold. So we didn't play up there a lot. We also used it for off-season storage. There were several rooms, I should explain. There was a big long green room, and there was a room with more floral print. Some of the plaster from the lath and plaster had fallen off the ceiling, so it was a little nastier. But we would go up there and play, and it was a lot of fun. There were closets in each of these rooms, and some of them we turned into storage, some we turned into office space. You know, when you're a kid, any space that you can have privacy away from your other eight siblings is considered precious. Well, there was one room sort of down a couple of stairs, and the whole experience of this room was something to behold, because you got to this from the big long green room. I opened up this door that obviously creaked, sounded like a haunted house, and it was a haunted house, and this room was not finished at all. You could see the rafters, you could see the boards that were holding the roof on. I mean, this wasn't plywood stuff back then. It wasn't particle board stuff back then. In the 1800s, they used real planking on the roof. The wiring was, well, let's start with the first step. This room was down about a foot from the floor of the other room. And there was a wooden step, but the wooden step wasn't really anchored to anything. It was more of a mini bench. And if you hit it wrong, you would topple ass over tea kettle. So just stepping into this room was an intriguing experience. The lighting in this room was one single bulb hung from a two-conductor wire that was twisted around, kind of that old cloth or whatever that Thomas Edison wiring was. And somewhere I'm sure it had the ceramic insulators nailed to the board that And when you're a kid, it was an accomplishment just to reach this. It couldn't have been more than 6 feet off the ground, but not many of us were tall enough without some sort of standing structure to get the light turned on. So if you went in here in the dark, you were taking your own risk to turn this light on. And usually the only thing you could find was something flimsy like a foldable lawn chair. Well, that's real sturdy to try and turn a light on. So imagine you're 8-year-old son standing on a wobbly old flimsy folding lawn chair trying to get this suspended light that's moving at the same time as you're trying to twist it. Yeah, it had a twist knob on the socket. So where the light plugged in, all you had, and you had to hit it just right, because if you turn too far, the light would turn back off. So turning the light on was a real interesting experience. And the flooring wasn't wall to wall. It ended about 5 feet. So the roof came up and went over your head, and there were some rafters. I mean, the peak was right down the middle of the room, which was, you know, maybe 8 feet up, I think. And then there were some rafters hanging, and then the light hanging from that. You kind of get the picture, I hope. Old boards and whatnot. The flooring ended about 5 feet before the roof line met the floor. So it was, I'm not sure what it was. Insulation? Somewhere I remember a steel tube, kind of twisted, corrugated conduit that we would often hang on, that went vertical, and we would hang on to that like a not really a stripper pole, but you know, you get this, try not to fall off the floor into the insulation or wherever, well, whatever was over there. But it went vertical about the time the floor stopped. So if you were losing your balance, that was the only thing to catch yourself on. But we were told, don't hang on to that. Don't hang on to that. You'd probably rip a wire right off the ceiling. And of all things, we would play in this room. And one of the things we played was poker. I remember many days learning to play five card. What is it? When you get five cards and you can throw away three, is that five card stud? And we'd make up crazy rules like twos, threes, and one-eyed jacks are wild. And we had a record player of the old kind with the lid that popped up and the spindle. And we would play 45s. And we had a stack of maybe 20, 25 of these 45 RPM vinyl records. The record player had three speeds, 33, 45, and 78. And if you add 33 and 45 together, you get 78. Isn't that a coincidence? And of course, kids being kids, we would always play our 45s at 78. So the Who's Pinball Wizard just doesn't sound right to me unless it's at 78. The Beatles' Hey Jude, Otis Redding's Dock of the Bay. Many of these songs just don't sound right unless they're played at 78. So one of these days, I'm going to grab some MP3s, run them through Audacity, and compress them so they play roughly at 78 RPM, and play them for my brothers and sisters, and we'll have a poker party. So that's a bit of an image of what we did in the garret, and gives you a visualization of what the garret was like. I hope I painted a picture there for you. It was a dangerous place to be, but we loved it. And that was our hideout from my parents, where we didn't smoke cigars or anything. We just played poker. So I am overrunning my time limit today. If I keep these longer episodes up, I'm going to run out of my free Auphonic, and I'll have to pay, about $3 to get another month's worth. But you know what? You guys are worth at least $3. I look forward to hearing from everybody else. If you want to hear more from me, you can go over to chuckchat.com. If you want to know more about me and my podcast and the books I write and the stuff I do for work, chucktomasi.com. I am spending some time looking at other websites, personal websites and layouts and whatnot, so that Nutty and I can have a discussion about what we need to do with chucktomasi.com. Look for changes coming up to that soon. Dragon Con is only 20 days away, where we will be doing, the topic is Trek, in the Hilton, Galleria 2 and 3, 7 p.m. on Saturday, September 1st, and followed immediately by Technorama Comedy Forecast and Friends at 8:30 in Galleria 6. Look forward to seeing you there, and I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Take care, everybody. Bye.